Ronnie! Ronnie!
The child's plaintive cry pierced the pandemonium of the London wharf. Rani Rangaswamy spun away from the man she'd approached for directions. She'd left Krishan not 20 feet away, sitting amongst their motley assortment of trunks, boxes and portmanteaus. He was gone.
Krishan!
She called out, listening in every direction for his voice, searching among the teeming throngs of people and goods for a sight of her charge. To her right, tall-masted ships from India and the Far East lined the wharf, and to her left, a line of brick warehouses 3 stories tall nearly blocked out the sun. She looked frantically about the deeply shadowed wharf. She was a tiny woman by English standards, and to Rani Rangaswamy, all the English people milling about the wharf appeared as giants, obscuring her view. There, a little hand waving.
Krishan!
She screamed, running toward the hand. A plump woman in a mob cap carried Krishan away. She moved fast for a large woman. Rani darted after them, weaving in and out of the crowds of ship crews, passengers, merchants and labourers, trying desperately to keep Krishan in sight. A man in rough sailor clothes jostled her on her left side, almost knocking her over. Then came another jostle by a well-dressed gentleman from her right, and Rani stumbled and fell on the wharf. Her hand stung, scraped and bloodied against the rough wood. Her knees ached. Her green sari suffered black stains where she fell, from the tar and dirt left behind by hundreds of shoes and boots and carts that crossed and crisscrossed the dock. She scrambled to her feet but couldn't see the woman or her charge, her dear Krishan.
Krishan!
She screamed. She looked frantically about. She ran forward a few steps. She did not know which way the woman went, where the woman might have taken him. The reality of being in a strange place among strange people who spoke a language she only partially understood threatened to crush her. Her breathing grew stuttered and rapid. Tears streaked her cheeks. 6 months on a ship, 6 months of seasickness, 6 months of loneliness, 6 months of keeping a young child entertained and safe, only to lose the child on reaching his father's country.
Krishan!
She called again. This time her voice broken, hopeless. Fear clutched at her insides. How could she have lost him? Bringing him to England was to protect him. She looked about her, turning in a slow circle. The air smelled of coal tar, wet wood, mud and dead fish. No sunlight pierced the endless, overcast sky. Everything appeared grey, brown and black, quite unlike her home in Bombay. Krishan's orange shirt would stand out in this sea of sameness. It was not to be seen. What was she to do? Fear and hopelessness weighed in her chest. She could hardly breathe. She could not believe this had happened, that Krishan was gone. She must find him.